Hey dudes and dudettes, humans and non-humans, welcome to the Not Dead Yet So Ha podcast. I'm your host, David Campbell. This podcast is going up later than usual because I procrastinated. I was supposed to have recorded last night, but I told myself I have several hours during the weekend to record it at some point, so I'll put it off. And now here I am, 2 hours past when it's supposed to go up, and this wasn't even the topic that I was thinking of talking about, but put no pun into the previous topic, so here I am talking about procrastination. I can't tell you how many opportunities or relationships I've ruined because of procrastination, how many times I should have said sorry, but put it off because I thought the person didn't want to hear it at that time, when the truth is I just didn't want to get into it at that time. So many times I could have done a piece of work, maybe put it out there, get more work from it, but I said I have other things to do instead of that. And then like 2 weeks later, somebody's looking for somebody who can do a certain thing. I could have done that thing to show I could have done it, but put it off, didn't do it, now I have nothing to show, get passed over. And the one sentence that we all say to convince ourselves to procrastinate, and I want y'all to say it with me, it will be fine. But the truth is, it's never really fine. It never works out completely in your favor. Even if the stars align, the moon is blue, and you somehow get two good jelly beans in the bamboozled box. If you don't know it, try it. It's really fun. You always end up missing on something. Why do we do this to ourselves? We all know procrastination is bad for us, yet we always find some excuse to do it. We always tell ourselves something is more important, something is more urgent. But the fact is that if you decide to procrastinate on something, it was probably something huge, right? No one procrastinates on a 2 minute thing. It's always something that takes some time, energy, or effort, but will benefit you in the long run. I've been procrastinating on paying bills. Said, I ain't not gonna lock off till tomorrow. Luckily, light has not locked off, but then I wait. Something happens, something inevitably happens. And then I pay the bill, and then I end up with my budget screwed up. Right? And I'm sure it's happened to you guys as well. And we need to stop this. We need to stop saying it will be fine and start saying maybe it won't be fine. Maybe we need to start procrastinating on procrastinating. We need to find that line that tells us when it's okay to put something off. If somebody else is involved, maybe it's not okay. If your way of life is any at all possibly impacted, maybe it's time not to put that off. So, after this, I'm going straight into the next podcast because I'm not going to put it off again. I'm going to record tomorrow's podcast. I'm going to make sure I have everything down pat so that tomorrow there is some nice quality content. By the way, after tomorrow, there will be no more singular short podcasts. Instead, I'll be doing 2 long podcasts with guests each week. So, I know you guys are going to miss hearing me talk to myself consistently, but I'm sure we'll get through it together. So, until then, or until tomorrow, well, it's like an hour from now for me, but for you guys, it'll be tomorrow. If you're not dead, keep laughing.